Hello, everybody. This is John Orr. Coming up at 9:30 this morning will be a conversation with John Orr, and the topic today will be impeachment. Should the House of Representatives proceed? But before we get to that, we're right on top of 9:28, and I want to, again, thank the Blue Scorcher for that assistance and support they provide our station. Also want to let you know that Jeannie Smith, daughter of Polish Holocaust rescuer Irene Gut-Updike, will share her mother's story at the Astoria Library on Saturday, June 1st, beginning at 7 p.m. And Clatsop County has begun the process of updating its comprehensive plan, which is basically the blueprint for planning decisions and land use and how the county will grow and change in the next 10 or 15 years. Therefore, a meeting of the Northeast Planning Area Citizens Advisory Committee will be held on Wednesday, June 5th, beginning at 2 p.m. at the Napa Fire Station. For more information, call 503-325-8611. That's 325-8611 if you want to be in the loop on the comprehensive plan update. Finally, the Astoria Parks and Recreation Department will be kicking off the summer with a community event on Saturday, June 1st. That would be tomorrow. Beginning at 12 noon with at the Astoria Aquatic Center, they will have swimming, live music, games, arts, crafts, food, and more. For more information, call Astoria Parks 325-7027 or check it out on AstoriaParks.com. So there is... there are some announcements. Quickly, the weather. Mostly sunny today, light winds tomorrow, cloudy, becoming sunny tomorrow night, cloudy, Sunday, partly sunny, mostly cloudy. So I do not see rain in any forecast. We have seen some problems with those forecasts of late, but that sounds good. Time to do some yard work. It's also time for a conversation with John Orr. This is the opportunity where the listeners of KMUN get to call in, voice their opinions, ask questions, though people seldom do. I'm supposed to be prepared for the answers, but sometimes the answers are not clear. So this week we encounter the topic of impeachment. Is now the time for the House of Representatives to proceed? And this is made more topical because Robert Mueller III, special counsel, gave his closing remarks at a press conference where he answered no questions and said the report speaks for itself. Now, I don't think I've met anybody that's read the report, but I did read a David Frum column which summarized what the Mueller report said. And I'll get to that in a minute. But first, I want to let you know that your calls are welcome on this topic. Should we impeach now? Should the House of Representatives impeach now? The number here is 503-325-0010. 325-0010. Here on Coast Community Radio, it's time for a conversation with John Orr. Okay, well then let's see what's out there. As I said, David Frum summarized the report written by Robert Mueller III. This 485-page report, which that's a lot to read. So in its essence, a foreign power interfered. And I'm quoting from David Frum, AtlanticMonthly.com, a foreign power interfered with the U.S. election to help the Trump campaign. The Trump campaign welcomed the help and repeatedly lied about it. The lying successfully obscured some questions the special counsel's investigation sought to answer. President Trump, in public and private, worked to stop the investigation. Trump wrote the account. I'll come back to that. So I guess that's the main part, but the statement that Mueller made was troubling. He closed his statement. This is not his report. This is Robert Mueller's statement. There were multiple systematic efforts to interfere with an election, and that allegation deserves the attention of every American. And he said the report was carefully drafted, and he will be making no further statements and declines to testify before Congress. So, if there's anybody out there that has an opinion on whether our House of Representatives, Suzanne Bonamici, is our representative here in the northwest corner of Oregon, the 1st District, and if you have an opinion about whether this will just interfere with keeping attention on President Trump's legislative failures, that it'll solidify his base. This is just what Trump wants. He wants impeachment so he can be the embattled outsider even as he sits atop the throne of American political power. And so I saw on Facebook this week some spirited dialogue in which I participated with some of my friends. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with gathering evidence. There was an attempt to gather evidence, and that was frustrated, according to Mueller's report, by systematic, consistent efforts to mislead or lie or refuse to answer questions for which they sought answers. That's known as the obstruction of justice. That's what ultimately brought President Richard Nixon down in the form of his resignation in August of 1974, which is well within the memory of myself. So for it, against it, give us a call. The number here is 503-325-0010. We're welcoming your calls on today's topic, which is impeachment. Is now the time to proceed? So there's some of you out there may have not figured it out. Probably nobody's read the Mueller report, but all of us have, unless we've just completely done a media blackout, have been hearing about it. So I'm interested to see whether any KMUN callers have support or opposition. I really encourage people who don't have, the popular line down or don't feel like their opinion will be well received to call in. Your opinion will be anonymous if you choose. If you want to identify yourself, well, that's cool too. And I also want to assure potential callers that I'm just on a fact-gathering mission here, and I just want our listeners to have an opportunity to sound off. My belief, my idealistic belief, is that this information percolates higher and wider. So it looks like we have our first caller. So this is The Conversation with John R. Thanks for your call. What's your comment or question?
I got a comment. Mm-hmm. Maybe a question, too. Yeah, a question as
sure.
Well.
Okay.
The guy's too slippery. Forget impeachment. He's lawyered up. It's just a waste of our time, in my opinion. Wait till he's done. Or he finishes himself. I don't know. But he'll get his due. You know, justice takes time, and with delay, you know, justice is denied. But I think there'll be justice, but let it go. And my question is, I've been an independent since I was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was idealistic when I was young. I was a United States Peace Corps volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have PTSD from my service, I have to say that.
Okay.
And I have a different perspective on life from that. I'm a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't we have in countries like Fiji, even Europe, European countries, I think we need at least a third party, something like the International Progress Party for Global Unification or something.
Interesting. Interesting thought. Well, I have to agree with the caller's analysis to some extent that Donald Trump may be too slippery to get within the time frame of now and the November 2020 election.
Yeah.
And for that, I rely on a recent amazing statement, and you can check it out to verify it, by Steve Bannon, his initially close personal advisor that Trump, and I quote, this is not me and anybody here at the station saying, I'm quoting Steve Bannon, that he's a scumbag, that is our president, and that he has been engaged in activities that are tantamount or the functional equivalent of, you know, organized crime in his property dealings. So given the fact that he has Rudy Giuliani, an expert and maverick in the 1980s of going after organized crime in New York City and New York State, New Jersey, I think there is something to what the caller says. And so you're saying just leave it to the next election and the electoral processes, and then after that...
even more fundamentally, fatalistically, he'll get his due. Just let it ride. I've let a lot of things, trauma in my life, ride, and wondered if justice would prevail, and frankly, it always has. It always has.
Do you think the historical perspective on this would matter in that the Constitution really appears to only provide for a remedy for a president such as him through the impeachment process? Would the oath of office of our elected representatives be somehow violated by not making him accountable and answerable?
Key word, Constitution. Quickly, yesterday I was talking to a public defender in Bend, Oregon, and he told me point blank that at the circuit level in Deschutes County, Bend, Oregon, the Constitution doesn't count. We've actually seen, I've seen, I believe this, you might think I'm a wingnut, but I don't care. I believe that this stuff that's going around now that is so ultra-nationalistic has winnowed down even to our local court system, and it's more important now to vote county-wise and federal-wise because a county...
Dump that.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to take another call here. I'm going to try. It looks like there was one flashing there. Sorry for that. I have to do that caller. I'm bound to hit this button when those words appear. So if there's anybody else out there with calls, then we sure would love to hear them. Yeah, I'm troubled by the long history of Donald Trump in the birther thing, but also the Central Park Five. And he's just sort of outspoken in inflaming public opinion, arousing emotions. And he may not get that it's more than just a PR problem. This is actually potentially a constitutional issue. Looks like we have another call. Oh. No, it's not flashing yet. So the topic today is impeachment. Should the House of Representatives proceed? I see the flashing light now. This is a conversation with John Orr. Thanks for your call. What's your comment or question?
Well, my comment is the evil people in charge want this circus of impeachment to go on so that their controlled legislature continues to do nothing for the good of the American people. We can't get health care. We can't get road improvements, infrastructure improvements. Let it go, and let's put pressure on these paid-for Congress critters and do some stuff that'll really make America great again.
I can certainly appreciate those comments. There was a talk of a $2 trillion infrastructure package, and 3 weeks ago, while all this was going on, Trump gave encouragement to Congress, and there was a meeting last week, and he had a tantrum and says he's not going to discuss any legislation till the bogus investigation stops. So, it's a dysfunctional government. It's a broken government.
They want this circus. We have a media star in charge. This is what the evil ones in charge want. No real conversations about what's really good for America. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Thanks for the call. You know, there's actually some evidence that the corruption or the rot that the caller is referring to spreads beyond the White House. Apparently, there have been 225 bills passed by the House of Representatives in the control of the Democrats, and only 25 of them have come up for a vote. I believe also that there was a $19 billion appropriation from the House of Representatives for hurricane and disaster relief for the states that is not moving anywhere in the United States Senate. So that's Mitch McConnell, who also this week said that he would, for basically a lame duck president, allow his, that being Trump's in 2020, if he's indeed a lame duck, that he would allow, unlike with President Obama's nominee Merrick Garland, allow the nomination to go through. So the what we're talking about with Mitch McConnell, is it corruption? Well, two items on that matter, and maybe I'm getting a little far afield from impeachment, is that his wife, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader and Republican, his wife is Donald Trump's Secretary of Transportation. She promised, and I believe is ethically required, to get rid of her stocks or put them in a blind trust, but they have increased in value. She has not done so, and they have increased in value by $400,000. And finally, in the state of Kentucky, the Russians have agreed to site a brand spanking new aluminum plant there. And so this is the same McConnell that objected to President Obama making public information about, I believe, concerns of the Russian interference in the election to assist Donald Trump. But let's get some calls going here. 503-325-0010. That's the number here on the conversation with John Orr here on KMUN. Today's topic is impeachment. Is now the time for the House of Representatives to proceed? While we're waiting for the next call, I'll just pass along that the case for initiating an inquiry into impeachment, which is, it's a preliminary step, would strengthen the power of the House of Representatives to gather information pursuant to its power of subpoena. The reason for that is that the argument against releasing documents that is being used by the White House in response to various subpoenas is that there is no legitimate legislative purpose for the subpoenas, and therefore the White House, the executive branch, feels empowered to deny that. That kind of goes away if it's an impeachment proceeding. It's a judicial function, and it's legitimate legislative body action. It looks like we have a caller. Yep, it's flashing. This is a conversation with John Orr. What's your comment or question?
Hi, John. Yes, it's time to impeach. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Is that the totality of your comment today?
Pretty much. I mean, the Democrats have enough fuel to get the guy. And even if he's not convicted, at least a lot will come out in the proceedings. So a lot of people who don't know what Trump is up to will figure it out. And I think that's really important, especially as we're coming out to the 2020 election.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate the call. You have a good day.
Good show. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Well, there's somebody who got in, got off, made their opinion known, and that's what we like. We like opinions. We want to hear from you out there on today's topic. Wow, there's a lot to cover in this area, because I was looking at some things that concerned me. Oh, looks like we got another call. Okay, this is the conversation with John Orr. What's your comment or question? Thanks for calling, by the way.
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
I think the Democrats should go ahead with the impeachment.
Why?
Why? Why not? This guy is a criminal.
I have to ask.
What can I say? And as far as the obstruction goes, this obstruction has been going on by the Republican Party since Obama's, third year in office.
Yeah.
They stonewalled him, and they're stonewalling the Democrats and the American public for the last 10 years.
Well,
it's criminal what they're doing. And they've, if we can't get rid of Citizens United, it's not going to stop because the corporations are owning us.
Couldn't agree with you more on that one. I think we need a constitutional amendment to take away the or to vacate or negate the Citizens United decision, which was basically saying that
it
money is free
overturned.
Speech. Yeah.
Citizens United needs to be overturned. And they need to keep their hands off of the Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act was just named Obamacare because of the race haters. I mean, literally, they've weaponized, you know, a health program, you know, to suit their own.
Right, it's a manipulation. Let me ask you this. Do you remember the story about Trump dictating Donald Trump Jr.'s misleading statement on a meeting with a Russian lawyer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is what I got from The Guardian, also The Washington Post, July 31st, 2017. Flying home from the G20 summit on July 8th, 2017 on Air Force One, Trump personally dictated a statement in which Trump Jr. said he and the Russian lawyer had primarily discussed a program about the adoption of Russian children when they met in 2016. I think there was other information that they talked about the Russian oligarchs and former KGB and kleptocrats wanting a law which restricted access to their assets and visits to the United States repealed. And so I did, you know, that seemed to be a big piece because they also said that that act in itself might expose the president to legal jeopardy. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's all part of the bigger problem. Yeah, they were talking about, you know, adoption. That's a sidebar in the whole conversation. The entire conversation was basically they would lift restrictions on adoptions for Russian children, but they also were trying to get, you know, the sanctions pulled off of Russia.
Yeah, so the sanctions was what the issue. That, I mean, there's, and, I could just tick off. Go ahead.
That's where the big money's at.
Yeah.
And Johnny's got his fingers in that pie big time.
And then, you know, and then there's one more thing. He fired James Comey after a May 9th meeting in which Comey said the president asked if Comey would end the investigation of ousted NSA advisor Flynn. So, you know, that's another one where he was attempting to intervene on a guy who has since been convicted of perjury and was charged with representing a foreign agent without proper licensing. I believe the country was Turkey. So, you know, attempting to shut down investigation of his personnel by directly and inappropriately contacting the FBI is just one of them. So the question is, what does it take to get the House of Representatives to move towards impeachment? There's a political calculus, and some people don't think the principle of going forward is worth the political risk. What do you think?
You know what? The risk is not got anything to do with politics. It's got to do with the American people. And we can't stand by and let this country turn into an oligarch or a authoritarian government. It's not. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
And this is where they're taking it.
Yeah.
They want to restrict everything. Hell, they want to restrict a free press.
Yeah, there certainly is that.
Trump goes to his rallies and encourages people to go out and knock these people out.
Yep. That's pretty shocking. There is something that I'm just ticking off a few bullet points here that Kushner, his personal advisor and son-in-law, failed to disclose his contacts with Russians as part of a security clearance process, did Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions did so under oath, and then Kushner was denied a security clearance, and somebody in the White House vetoed that, and now Congress is trying to get information about that, and they're facing this stonewall.
More obstruction, exactly. Every day that guy wakes up, he obstructs, you know, the...
Yeah.
I don't know what...
Okay. I appreciate the call. Let's see if we can get some other callers here. So thanks for the call. And I just want to remind everybody, this is a conversation with John Orr. Today's topic is impeachment. The number here
is 325-0010. Is now the time? Would you like to see your elected leaders in Congress press for it? I believe Suzanne Bonamici is on record as supporting that. You know, a couple other points here that the president failed to disclose and lied about negotiations to build a Trump hotel with a penthouse for Putin. But it looks like we have another caller. So welcome to the conversation with John Orr. Thanks for calling. What's your comment or question? You're on. You are on. Hello, Clark. I think you're there. Maybe you can't hear yourself. Maybe I can't hear you. I'm checking. Okay, well, that didn't go so well. Clark, try calling back. So back to, another flasher. This is John Orr. What's your comment or question?
I guess the overall comment would be, apparently things are such that it would be irresponsible not to spend some time on the impeachment. However, I would want that to be a back burner issue.
Mm-hmm.
Impeached or not, it won't change people who voted for him's mind, nor those who didn't. So the most important thing in my mind is the 2020 presidential election, which would actually be faster, a faster way, if someone wants change at the top, to just vote than to give 2 years for a vote or 6 years of an impeachment trial. And the big thing I guess I want to leave is I've been surprised throughout my life how many times people with my own political values don't actually vote. Mm. And so what I've found is it's probably the most influential thing I can do is to get someone who believes in the values I believe to actually vote,
mm-hmm.
because a small percentage of the electorate, much less the population, actually vote. Less so in a blue state, in a blue county, in a blue city like Astoria maybe, but certainly in purple states. So friend to friend, peer to peer, getting people who already think like you to vote for 2020 would be, I think, a better strategy and keep impeachment going on the back burner for being responsible. That's all.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Thanks so much for that call. Those are wise comments indeed. And I know that's the other thing is concentrate on the election and getting rid of the guy, that's where it stands. But it seemed pretty clear from the Mueller report and his comments this week that he was leaving it, as the Constitution dictates, to Congress to address at least 10 documented instances of obstruction of justice. But looks like we got another call. This is a conversation with John Orr. Thanks for your call. What's your comment or question?
Yeah, I think that the risk of impeachment, and I support impeachment,
is?
I think the risk is that he might get a boost like Clinton did if he's acquitted. But if there's a recession at the time of the election, which it looks like there might be, I don't think he'd have a prayer in any case. That's my statement. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thanks for that call. And I've thought about that and did a little research on that issue. And the difference is with Clinton is Clinton's property popularity rating was about 60%. And Trump is hanging right there about 40%. It was about, an infidelity or an indiscretion, you know, the blue dress and all that. This one's about foreign infiltration into the election process using social media and whether or not there's shared contacts to coordinate maybe the alteration of the outcome of an election in violation of federal law. That's just a tough issue. Are you going to change people's minds? Well, it happened in 1974. There were Stonewallers. The Senate leaders for the Republican Party were standing by Nixon until June, till they had the smoking gun. And one pundit wiser than me, I think it was David Juergen, former presidential assistant, says, when the voters have had enough, they will make it clear. And that would, in this analysis, have to be in the red states. But maybe there is a point at which they will tolerate no more. There's not any evidence to support that those hard red state voters who now occupy the levers of power in the Republican Party
could be changed by anything, motivated by who knows what, nothing to do with principle or doctrine of the Republican Party as we formerly knew it. So that's an interesting thought. You go ahead. We're going to have a Mike Four comment here from Dylan.
Hi, John. I was your mystery caller earlier that my phone didn't go through because it's so old, but
okay.
This is something I feel way too strongly on not to speak about. I think as a matter of consistency and as a matter of principle, no matter the risk of impeachment and how it will affect the United States public image, it just has to be done.
Yeah, so you fall in that camp that I would characterize as the constitutional obligation on the part of the House of Representatives to discharge their duties and to faithfully obey the law, and the law being the Constitution, which puts the job of removing a corrupt or criminal president squarely in the hands of Congress?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And furthermore, I'd like to say, I think the previous caller mentioned Clinton, right? I think as a matter of consistency, if we don't at least impeach Trump, if not fully remove him, we are just not holding consistent to our values.
I think that's
because not only has Donald Trump had a full admission of guilt of groping women and abusing women, but also paying off Stormy Daniels, you know, the adult film actress.
And not reporting that it was a campaign contribution of $135,000 that the Federal Elections Commission and laws require disclosure of.
Hmm. Yeah, well, anyways, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to barge right into your show, but it's something I feel way too strongly on not to speak
We're
about.
We're glad to hear you. Thank you. Okay, that's your prerogative.
You.
Okay, that's Dylan weighing in here. Well, it's coming up on 10 o'clock here pretty quick, so we're going to have to wrap the show up. There's a lot more here. There's the Stonewall Congressional Inquiry into why the security clearances were approved despite career officials denying the security clearance for Kushner and 24 other individuals. That seems to be a really interesting one. Kushner, the guy who met with Kislyak, the then Russian ambassador, to arrange for a private room that was not amenable to breach by U.S. Security services in December of 2016. And on it goes. But we need some answers. And so thank you, everybody, for calling in. It was a good show. We appreciate that that interest. So the conversation, John Orr, will be back in 2 weeks. We will have a conversation, but it will be with another John Stevens. So, yes, that is that's going to do it for this week. And so this is KMUN 91.9 FM, streaming live at coastradio.org. It's 10 o'clock, and it's going to be sunny all weekend.